President Obama submitted his final budget request to Congress this week. As in previous administration budgets, it calls for significant cuts to the crop insurance program, a total of about $18 billion in cuts over 10 years. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, explains the budget process and brings us other updates from the week in Washington.
This is similar to previous proposals that have come out from the administration and is likely to be dismissed by Congress. Certainly, Chairman Conaway, Chairman Roberts, and other Ag Committee leaders in both the House and Senate have indicated that this budget proposal as it relates to agriculture is a non-starter, particularly regarding crop insurance and farm bill changes that may be proposed by the administration. The budget does include full funding for a number of conservation programs, as well as the market access and foreign market development trade promotion programs. The budget also includes funding requests for the joint cotton pest account, continue the boll weevil and pink bollworm eradication efforts.
Later in the week, the Secretary of Agriculture appeared before the House Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittee to discuss the administration's budget proposal, among other things.
He was pressed about the crop insurance cuts that were being proposed and how that would harm producers, especially during the current financial situation that farmers are facing in this period of low prices and continued high input costs. The Secretary also faced questions from bipartisan members of the committee about USDA's unwillingness to this point to provide assistance to the cotton industry by designating cottonseed as another oil seed. The Secretary continued to talk about his belief that USDA doesn't have the authority to take that action, but members of Congress on the subcommittee continued to press him on the authority issue and emphasize the important need to provide assistance to the industry in a timely and meaningful manner. Secretary Vilsack indicated that USDA understands there's a need and wants to try to be helpful, but continues to think that the department is limited in what authority they have, but is willing to consider ways to try to be helpful moving forward.
Also this week, the House Agriculture Committee held a hearing with EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy, where a number of issues were raised.
And it was a very bipartisan hearing in that both Republican and Democratic members expressed significant concern with a number of actions that EPA has been taking in recent years that have been harmful to production agriculture. The questioning ranged from the Waters of the U.S., regulation, which is now being held up in the courts and is not being implemented because of the court cases that are pending, and a lot of discussion about pesticide-related issues. Specifically for cotton, the administrator was pressed on the need for EPA to quickly approve the use of both dicamba and 2,4-D for the new cotton varieties that have traits that provide tolerance to those weed control products. She was also pressed on a number of other pesticide issues where EPA has essentially allowed the courts to force them to withdraw the registration for certain products, and in many cases it appears using the court system to regulate rather than EPA regulating as intended by Congress.